Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls? Should I run for president? Mother, should I trust the government? Brother, did it need to be so high?
And welcome to What Was Freedom Radio on this Thursday night. And I tell you what, you talk about an ice apocalypse that hit. We got hit with a big snowstorm out here in New Mexico, and tonight's going to hit down to minus 25 below zero, so it's going to be freezing cold. But I'm hearing Texas got hit way worse than we did, and everything, so I'm hoping Russell out there is doing pretty well. So how you doing, brother?
Oh, hanging in there, enjoying this lovely weather. We heard that it north central Texas got hit pretty hard. Dallas, Fort Hood around there, where Hurricane is and stuff. Down here in south central Texas, it's cold, but we don't have any ice. No snow. Wind chills in the lower 20s, so it's not that bad here.
Oh, you got lucky, man. But we got hit pretty hard. It was so bad this morning that me and my roommate, we went out and did our business because the snow was snow, you know, and everything, because I'm used to driving in it. Well, on the way down, there was cows frozen solid on the freeway, bro. I mean, on the road, frozen solid. Now, that was the creepiest thing we've ever seen in our life. You know, I'm like, damn. You know, that's how bad it was and everything. But I tell you, you know, just this, this. I'm just hoping everybody's keeping warm and stuff. Virgil couldn't join us tonight. He's on the road. He had to do a chemical haul and everything that has to be treated. And so he said that hopefully he's going to tune in and everything, but he said that he'll be back on Monday night. So, and Jonathan's on the show here with us. Ann was going to be on, but her electricity went out. She has no electric at all and everything. So, but anyhow, you know, this trucker convoy went pretty well. I mean, I was reading some articles where Canada is already going to be lifting up some the restrictions out over there because of that and everything. And the trucker convoy registration here in the United States reached 90,000. 90,000 truckers to join in.
Well, yes, but, and please nobody misunderstand what I'm saying. Very proud of our brothers and sisters, our neighbors in North Canada. The truckers and the people that stood up. But once again, as with President Trump, the job was left unfinished. Those promises that government made don't mean a fucking thing. If you don't believe me, ask the American Indian.
All right.
The people that are guilty of this are still in power, so they basically accomplished nothing. They left the job unfinished.
Exactly. And it's good, you know, it's like we said.
And they will not be over until those in charge are forced to step down. And
or
anybody saying anything differently, you probably believe in negotiated peace, too.
So, or do like, what is it the liberals do? Give them money for peace? You know? But it's like, you know, and I agree with you 100% because we said this many times, and it's just like, you know, we're going to have to shoot our way out of this eventually. It's going to come. I see that point.
Yeah.
And, you know, and because these guys will not give up this power. They will not give it up.
Well, and that's it. They're going to have to be forced to step down. No, those truckers would have went on to Ottawa, wherever the – I don't know what the capital is, Canada, excuse me.
Ottawa.
If they would have rolled up in there and cut off all supplies to that town and forced those people to step down – and got investigations to the coercion and stuff with the bankers and all that. You could have called that a victory.
Well, I think they're still planning on staying.
Do what?
From what I heard. from what I heard, they're planning on staying. They're not going anywhere, even though they're going to lift the man, you know, the restrictions and stuff and everything, because, you know, they're still going to stand. But from my understanding, too, a lot of them were already getting arrested and everything and stuff. I got Johnson on the show, and he's going to want to talk more about that and everything. But, you know, I hate to use the word violence, but we're going to have to use violence with violence. I mean, really, it's what it's going to come down to.
Well, you missed my whole point, Joseph. If the Canadian government doesn't step down, inclusive Trudeau, they have accomplished nothing. They have lied to again, and they have accepted the lies, and they're just going to move on. And nothing has changed. The same thing with this big thing they got going here in the U.S. now. You know, drive around in a truck, burn all the fucking diesel fuel you want to burn. But unless you finish the mission, it's a failure. And as of right now, unless Trudeau and his cohorts all step down and are investigated and charged, it's a failure, period.
Exactly. And I know we got listeners in Canada listening in, too. And my suggestion would be this. Drag them out if you have to. Go in there. Drag them out on their asses. You know. And whatever you have to do, do it.
If you do not complete this mission after all the publicity and everything that happens, soon as things calm down, has a heartbeat, they will start coming for you one at a time.
Exactly. Not only that, do you think the restrictions are bad? They're going to be way worse, you know, for what they got planned and stuff. But I'm going to bring Johnson on the show now and everything. But, you know, it just has to be the way it is. And it's like, you know, when I was training and stuff back in my day in the military, you know, and I was in there for a short time, but they would always say, how can you accomplish something when you're out of options? Well, you throw everything at them all at one time at your enemies because they can't handle that much firepower.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about a peaceful solution like they had in Iceland and
Denmark, too, I heard today.
I was read today. We got shut down because of the rain. I was following some different threads, and I am just absolutely stunned that all these people know what is going on. This and that,
right.
Do this. Trucker needs to do that. So I said, well, people were absolutely terrified, scared to death. And it's some of these people who overreact to everything. Some of these groups are just as dumb as friggin' BLM and Antifa. You know, what's going to happen?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, hello. Jonathan, how you doing, brother?
So I want to keep this short here for myself tonight. I'm on Interstate 15 right outside of Las Vegas on my way to Utah. So I'm heading over to Taylorsville, Utah, where the truck rally is going to be this Saturday. And that's going to be at 10 a.m. Once again, the address is 3869 West 5400 in South Taylorsville, Utah. And once again, we're asking the people bring gas, gift cards for the truckers, and just – I'd like to see all patrons show up and just give your support. So we, at this point, we're not expecting too much problems. Some of the word getting out, Antifa is supposedly going to be showing up to try to get things stirred up. And I'd like to see that the patriots stand together and keep a peaceful line out there. And just at least, just for us to back up the truckers. So,
right. Well, Jonathan, do you honestly think Antifa is going to be peaceful? I mean,
well,
you know.
just like Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, we've seen them show up even in Idaho, and the next thing you know, they stand down. So I know other cities like Portland, Oregon, and places like that, things have gotten to be pretty violent. So it depends which group of Antifa is actually headed out here to protest us as well. So I guess time's going to tell come Saturday. So
right.
I just, once again, I'd like to just get all the patriots together to show our support out there for the truckers and all truck drivers out there listening. You know the rally point. So I do believe this is going to be a big rally, and hopefully this is a great convoy for everybody.
Well, right. And that's like I was just saying when we got on the show, I was reading where 90,000 truckers had registered for this too. So that's a good number.
Yeah, that's a damn good number. And the last I heard here just a couple minutes ago, I saw where somebody else has reported there's now 150,000. So,
oh, damn, that was quick.
But again, that's hearsay. Until I see numbers, that don't mean shit.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
So I hope all truckers across this country stand together, and let's make this happen.
All right. Well, you might get stuck there in Flagstaff on your way, and if you're going to come through that way and stuff because of the snowstorm, are you hitting any of that in Vegas or anything? Or?
Well, I don't go through Flagstaff heading up there.
I'm actually
right outside of Vegas. So, the next state over is Utah, from right here.
Oh, okay.
I'm not all that far from Utah now. I am getting in early, get things set up. Just want to make sure that everybody's on board with how things have got to be handled down there.
Right. And I know you and I are working on some other stuff and everything, so hopefully we can go through with that this week and everything. And once we get it all together, we'll announce it and stuff. And everything, but you know, Russell's right with what he said.
Let me go ahead, Russell, real quick, Jonathan. Why did it take Canadians to be more American than our American truckers are? Y'all riding on their coattails trying to kick something off. And what exactly do you expect to accomplish?
Well, first of all, I want to correct you there. So the United States has been talking about doing this convoy now for the last year and getting things in preparation. We've got a lot of churches on board that's going to provide housing, food for all the truck drivers that don't have sleepers. This takes a lot of planning. So it doesn't matter who started it first. The point is it needs to be done. So that's what it comes down to.
What are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, first of all, the truckers, this vaccine mandate needs to stop. That's one of the biggest things right there. That needs to stop. One of the things they're also going to be talking about is possibly trying to set it up, and I've got to get more intel on this yet, but they're talking about trying to set this up to where also a good part of these truckers are also going to head down to the Mexico border and protest the border at the same time. I would like to see that happen.
And exactly what is that going to accomplish?
What do you mean?
They're going to drop the vaccine mandate. Are you going to believe them? I mean, you have studied history, right?
Well, I can tell you right now, I truly don't believe the American people are going to back down until this is finished. That's where America is at today.
You still haven't answered my question.
So what's it going to accomplish?
What is it y'all are hoping to accomplish? What's your mission?
Well, first of all, to get this vaccine stuff lifted, we'd like to see fuel prices drop for these drivers at the same time. These drivers can barely afford to operate their rigs at this point. And they, I mean, you look at the price that it costs to fuel up. Then the cost was handed down to all the American people in the grocery bills, just lumber. Anything that's transported by a semi is being jacked through the roof to the consumers out there of America. Furthermore, the truck drivers can't hardly afford to even operate anymore with the price of fuel. Consumers aren't wanting to pay the price out there. Things have got to happen here in America, folks.
Do you think that when it comes to the point, do you think that, you know, maybe calling for all their arrest, like you and I talked about earlier, charging them with crimes, you know, capital punishment and stuff like this. I mean, these
I tell you what, I'm going to leave you guys to your daydreams, okay? I don't hear nothing but a bunch of guns flapping. Nobody told me what the mission is yet, what you hope to accomplish. And what are you going to do? You going to shut off the roads to D.C.? Make them stand down? No, you're just going over there demanding and protesting. And you know what protesting gets you under this regime? Absolutely nothing. You're wasting your time, you're wasting your money, and you're wasting to the people's money who are dumb enough to donate to this. I'm sorry. A promise from the government doesn't mean anything. So I just...
you're killing me, brother. You're killing me. So in other words, what you're telling Americans to do is just fucking stand down. You can kiss my ass.
No,
gentlemen,
so-called Rambo going to tell me.
I've got some road to hook. You guys have a good night. Talk to you soon.
Talk with this scumbag.
He hung up. But, I it's just that, hello, Jonathan, are you there? Well, I seem to have lost Jonathan, and Russell hung up and everything. So, hopefully Jonathan calls back in and everything. Let me see if I can get him to call in and stuff. So I'm going to be silent for just a minute. And stuff, but and people are entitled to their opinions and entitled to, and it's just everybody's frustrated and aggravated, and we just want more done and just protesting, really. We just want to see some action taken and stuff, and it's just this, maybe we can get it motivated out there, who knows. But anyhow, we've got Jonathan back on here, so we'll see. Hey, Jonathan, how you doing, brother?
That guy's killing me, I'm telling you. So I can tell you right now, the American people need to take action here with this convoy. This does need to happen. Whether whatever he is wants to disagree with this, that's on him. The American people need to do something to make change for this country.
Right, and the thing is, I think what Russell was trying to say, too, is that, more needs to be done because these people are getting away with an awful lot and everything, and just want to see some action done, but it's going to take a lot to bring these people down,
Honestly, I perfectly agree. I agree with you on that, but it's got to start somewhere. So, you got to start out peacefully with this matter, truckers, if the truckers really come together like the numbers are showing, they can shut America down, and they can.
Mm-hmm.
They can send a message that way, that this is not going to be tolerated anymore. You look at Canada. Canada's already starting to give in to the Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what needs to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't. And I'm not saying what direction to go after this point. If this doesn't do it, I don't broadcast that kind of stuff over live airs. So
right.
I know most people with common sense aren't going to broadcast that over an open radio line.
Open mic, right.
Exactly. You know, you don't tell right. anybody what we're doing from that point. You just do it.
Right, right.
So
and, you know,
that's where I stand on this matter. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we don't give away our secrets.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's wanting me to say out there, William. You know, but what he's wanting me to try to broadcast on live air, I would never do that anyways.
Right.
So,
I think
what
he's trying to say is, you know, it's just people just need to start standing up and everything. Stop believing, you know, the fake promises that the politicians give us and stuff. And I think people are at that point. They're tired of it, you know, and everything. But, again, it's like, what the fuck can you do at that, you know, and everything. And to complete the mission, I think what he's saying is once you start a mission, you got to finish it. You can't halfway finish it like January 6th, you know, and stuff.
Well,
that was.
But here's the thing, William. It's not for him to say what the truckers will or will not do. We're going to find that out here in due time. So, you know, rather they're going to finish this, you know, they're getting funding from a lot of places. From what I understand, they've got enough funding going on right now where some of them shut down for up to 2 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how much funding, that's how much funding's pouring in. So if these truckers want to be real assholes about it, they can turn around and just say, this country is done. Until you agree to abide by what needs to be done for the American people, we're done with you.
Well, that's like Berger was saying a couple of days ago on the show, too, you know, that if you want to cripple the economy, you know, more, you know, the truckers can do it. They can cripple D.C. pretty big in that way.
Well, not just D.C.
Yeah.
They can cripple the United States, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they shut down the groceries coming in to people's food tables, people are going to wake up real quick.
Yep, and gasoline and stuff like that, and but like you said, it's got to start somewhere, you know, and everything. So, but it's like I was just saying before you got back on. Though everybody's entitled to their opinions and stuff, and Russell does get like that every now and then. So, but
you know, I'm not gonna disagree. Everybody is entitled to freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
But here's where I stand on this matter. So. You know, we've got keyboard warriors out there left and right that talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. And my question to the other gentleman is, what the hell is he doing on his end? I don't see him on his way to Utah. So correct me if I'm wrong. So, you know, once again, keyboard warriors. People are going to get on there, talk the talk, then you better walk what you're saying, dude.
But there is a lot of that. You know, we see that, I see that, and everything. And we have gone out there and did battle and everything, you know, and stuff. But this is big. This is bigger. This can grow very big. And who knows? We can do damage.
You know, the other problem that I see with all the Patriots, I'm just going to say it. Too many of them get in this pissing contest of he's got the biggest dick out there. It's not a matter of he's got the biggest dick. We all need to pull together and stand together.
Exactly.
You know,
well, it's like he was saying, too. Brother. Go ahead.
So united we stand. United we stand. Divided we fall. Until we're united, we ain't shit. Everybody needs to unite together.
Exactly. And, you know, and like he was saying, too, we don't need a bunch of John Rambos wannabe out there. We just want regular American people to come out there and stand.
And you know what? Every time I see these rallies, except for Trump rallies, when I see these rallies around the cities, there should be thousands and thousands of Americans at those rallies.
Mm-hmm.
Not hundreds, but thousands.
Exactly.
So, you know, people talk the talk, but they're not getting out there to show support and to try to make a change for this country. A lot of people I hear constantly saying anymore, oh, we're not going to get out there and vote. Our votes don't matter. It's all rigged. Well, that's a real shit-ass attitude to have. You know, we've got to stand.
Because they're not voting, because they're not voting hurts us even worse.
Exactly. And that's something I'm trying to tell people as well. Get all this negative thoughts out of your head. Let's stand together. This has to be done, people. So once it's
smart
once
thing
again,
to do, if they're tired
I sure
of
hope we have
Democrat,
I sure hope we have that 90,000 truckers or 150,000. I hope those numbers are real. I hope this ain't all talk and bullshit.
Exactly. But, you know, if you're tired of Republicans, Democrats, you don't vote, do what I did. I was GOP. You know what I did? Jonathan, I switched to independent.
And for a lot of people are doing that.
It's corrupt in both, you know. It's corrupt. That means
by the way,
they're all...
Sorry if I'm over... Sorry if I'm talking too loud tonight. I've got a lot of road noise here. So I'm actually driving on the interstate.
Oh, okay. But, you know, it's just that people are getting pissed off and they're just frustrated. And we see that. We see it.
Again, people got to quit getting in these pissing matches of who's right, who's wrong. How about let's just get united and be strong? You know, this shit's got to stop somewhere. That's why the Democrats are so successful, people. You look at, you wonder why they have pulled this crap for years and years? Because they all fucking stand together. That's why. The Patriots keep dividing all these so-called Patriot groups and everything out there. Everybody keeps dividing here and there. They're getting these pissing contests. Why in the fuck can't everybody just stand together and work together?
Exactly.
So
like
this is where, and that's where this country needs to come now.
Right, like we used to. That's how me and you met, Jonathan. If you remember, about what, 12 years ago now, 10, 11 years ago.
It's been a while.
You know. It was during the D.C., the ride to D.C. You remember that? The truckers ride to D.C.? That's how we met.
So, I mean, you just keep looking at all this shit, William. Everything left and right, you know, everybody needs to just come together and quit saying who's on the left, who's on the right. You know, Patriots need to all come together. Not half of them sitting on the left side. And I don't mean left as in Democrats. I mean, they're standing over here in the corner on a fucking keyboard. Well, you got another group over here wanting to see things done, wanting the action, you know, wanting people to be at these rallies and events, wanting people to get their asses out and vote. You know, people need to take a stand. They need to take a stand for America. So, I mean, that's where I'm at. If I sound frustrated, I am. I'm getting tired. I'm so sick and tired of seeing all these Patriots out there getting in these pissing matches every day. When they should be working together to figure out how the hell to resolve these issues.
And it's like I said, you know, one way to resolve it, drag their asses out and, you know, arrest them. If it comes to that point, do it.
And that's where this country's getting to. I mean, that's where we're at. I mean, something's got to be done. I see all these governors and attorney generals and all these states finally speaking up, saying they're going against the government. You know, I pray to God I hope it's not all talk, just like the Texas
same
governor.
Same here. And that's what Russell was trying to say. These politicians make a lot of promises, and they don't keep them. They really don't. This is an election year, guys.
So it's time. You know, it's time for this to happen. So, I mean, all these people in these states, write to your governors, write to your congressmen and state legislators. I mean, you name it, write to all of them. Let them know the American people are sick
talk
of this
to them.
Shit.
I talk to them every day, Jonathan. I'm at home on my computer. I sit there and I talk to them, you know, ring up the phone or talk to them on a messenger on Facebook. You know, quite a few of them actually.
Well, exactly.
You know,
I mean,
and,
if you asked American people out there, if we took a poll, how many of them have actually called in to their senators, congressmen, governors,
uh-huh.
you know, letters? And you got to put on those letters, by the way, please respond.
Mm-hmm. But some like, well, I'm too scared to call them. I don't know what to say. We'll call them and let it
yep.
out.
Yep, but let these people know you want a response. This
mm-hmm.
isn't a question of why.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. I mean, it's not a question of why. You want action. You want response.
So,
you know,
that's what I keep saying. Talk is cheap. I could blow smoke up anybody's ass all day. You know,
that's
get
right.
out there and show action. You know, I mean,
uh-huh.
I'm out there. I'm at these rallies. I'm at these events. I'm at this
uh-huh.
this tomboy. You know,
uh-huh.
I've been at these protests with the Antifa downtown Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. You know, I've stood there
uh-huh.
with many armed men protecting the businesses
yeah.
in the streets. You know, as I'm watching
yeah,
Spokane telling the Patriots they can't do that. The next thing you know, the city of Spokane has a lot of vandalism, businesses burnt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm
oh,
saying.
I remember
talk
that.
Is cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
They tell people get
it
out
is.
There and show action. Don't talk shit to me. Get out there and show me.
Right. Exactly. You know, that's how Antifa is, too. You know, they try to intimidate you and stuff, and it's like they know you're not going to do anything, but until they piss you off, like they did us out here, you know. When I held a rally up here in Santa Fe about 2 years ago, and a bunch of them, you know, quite a few of them showed up, made their threats and everything. When it came down to it, guess what? They had to be escorted out by the police. Escorted.
Exactly.
You know.
You know, and that's the thing. We have that freedom to protest. We have that freedom
mm-hmm.
to take these stands like this. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's our God-given constitutional rights to be out there and do
they're
that.
They're going to label us the enemy and the terrorist anyway, so you might as well go out there and do it.
Well, they've already got us labeled that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're a Republican or a patriot out there, trust me, you're already on their list. You know, I do roll calls on my Facebook page all the time just to
mm-hmm.
see how many people
know.
Respond. I get all these idiots out there saying, why is everybody saying where they're from? Well, trust me,
mm-hmm.
the federal government knows where the fuck you're from. If you're a patriot,
right.
they know who the hell you are. You know?
I know. That's like my nephew Joseph was asking me the other day. He says, well, if I join the militia, I'm going to be on the watch list. I go, well, you probably already are. You know, but, like your old uncle.
Well, if you're a militia like all of us out here, I guarantee you, you're already on the red flag list.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I made that list long ago, brother. You know?
Anybody out there in Idaho listening tonight? Hey, William, I just want to say this. Anybody out there in Idaho listening tonight, we've got a lieutenant governor there that fights for our freedoms and our rights. That's Lieutenant Janice
mm-hmm.
McGeehan. She needs
yep.
our vote to get pushed into office for governor of Idaho. That woman stands with the Patriots. She works hard every day for all of us, and she's not just a woman of words. If she says it, I guarantee you, it's going to happen.
Yep. Another Marjorie Greene.
Same thing with Priscilla Giddings. We got to get her voted into office out there in Idaho.
Right.
And
for God's sakes, everybody in Nevada right now, let me tell you something. I don't know if Jonathan's going to chew me out, but Eamon Bundy out there, you guys need to vote for somebody else. Eamon Bundy is a two-faced, okay? And I've been getting chewed out for saying this, but I know Eamon Bundy very, very well. He's a two-faced, he's a backstabber, and he's not what he seems.
Well, my personal opinion, William, he's too much of a loose cannon for being a governor.
Exactly.
And we need somebody that just isn't going to talk if they're going to do it.
Exactly. Well, so, Amon's sort of a lefty anyway. I mean, you know, he's for the illegals. You think the illegals, you got illegals now, wait till he gets in office.
So I've seen them flip-flop on different groups out there, and it created a lot of chaos. But you know, other than that, I met the man down in Boise. So actually stood right beside him at one of the big rallies that we did. We did a color guard event in Boise. That's right there at the state capitol. I actually met Ammon Bundy, and, you know, I've got to be honest, I wasn't impressed.
Right. Well, I've gotten just some matches with him, so.
But that's my opinion on him. You know what?
Uh-huh.
Everybody in America is entitled to their own opinions.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, for people that like you and me that know him personally, you know, well, it's kind of sad when his own dad cut him off his will. You know, he's not getting his ranch and everything. Cliven cut him completely off. So that should tell you something right there about Amon Bundy.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak one way or the other.
Yeah, right. But, you know, but this whole thing, though, with the truckers and everything, it's got to, like you said, it's got to start somewhere. And it'll grow once people realize, just like Virgil was saying, too, you know, once these truckers realize the power they have, oh, boy, watch out.
Well, you know, the other thing I saw on some live feed that came over to me yesterday, I seen where one of the quarantine camps there in Canada was tore out.
Again,
that's a legend. So I'm not going to say it definitely happened, but it sure in hell looked like it did.
Yeah,
so,
dude, I saw
you know,
that too.
I mean, people are getting sick and tired of this vaccine mandate, this and the mask mandate, that. Well, we know it kills everybody, anyways. I mean, these masks, you'll get upper respiratory infections. You know, you name it, those will kill you. The vaccine, we know, kills you. We know it changes your DNA. You know, there's all kinds of bad things about the vaccine. But yet the federal government seems to think, even though it's killing off everybody, hey, by God, we're going to push it on to you.
Exactly. Well, I mean, it's going to keep going. It's going to keep on going and going if we let it.
Yep, and it's just not going to get any better anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they already came up with 4 different Omicron viruses in the past month, so, you know.
And as long as American people keep allowing this to happen, I guarantee you there's going to be tons more coronavirus things happen.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, everything nowadays is called coronavirus. If you got a cough, it's coronavirus. You know, and I've seen people actually take the damn test, you know, the home kits. They turn around and take the damn test, and then they'll have another test. One will test positive, the other.
Yeah, they're tainted. They're tainted, you know. So, and that's just about how that is too with that. So, I haven't followed any of that. So that's just this whole thing started. You know, so. But we lost Jonathan there. I think he's hit a dead spot somewhere, so he kind of got a little quiet. But, you know, if you guys, anybody want to call in on the show, 917-889-3890, why don't you call in? Let us know, you know, what you're hearing about the truckers and stuff like that. We would love to hear from you, especially up in Canada right now. Again, 917-889-3890 until we get Jonathan back. So, again, he might have totally hit a dead spot and everything, but you know, we just got to keep going and not stop and complete the mission. And what Russell was saying is that, you know, and I agree with what Russell said. He got really mad and stuff, but you know, if you're going to start a mission, complete it. Don't just stop in the middle of it and everything. So that's all he was just trying to say. But anyhow, he was right. You know, start a mission, complete it, and finish it. So wouldn't you agree there, Jonathan?
Well, you know, I agree with having to always complete what's being done. You know, if you're there to do a job, if you're there for this convoy, then by God, let's get her done.
Exactly.
So, you know, whatever we're out, the American people need to start completing what they, quit talking about it, complete it.
Mm-hmm. That's what Russell was just, you know, that's what he was trying to say earlier. That's what, why he was getting mad, because, you know, you hear people saying, okay, we're going to start this, and then they start it, then they have, then they halfway finish it. You know, and these truckers up there in Canada, they're not going to stop. They're going to keep going for weeks in. This is what I've been hearing.
Well, I got a feeling this is going to last here in America for quite some time as well.
Right.
And that's why I keep, that's why I keep telling everybody, I hope you got some things stocked up, and because
mm-hmm.
I got a feeling a lot of people in other cities around the country are going to need it.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, they were showing stores in Canada, you know, are already starting to get empty. So, you know, just imagine here in the United States.
Well, it looks like I just pulled in the Whiskey Pete's Casino right outside of Vegas here. So I'm going to stop
and get myself
some dinner.
All right. Well, it's almost that time anyway. So, you know, and again, you know, everybody after listening, you know, just keep us updated and everything. And me, Jonathan, we are putting some stuff together. We're going to announce it once we get it all done and everything. And, Jonathan, if they want to donate, how can they donate? Because I know they're not using GoFundMe anymore, you know, and stuff because of what they're doing.
So I'll put it out there. I'll text it over to you, William, and you can put it right there on your link.
Okay. Okay. We'll do that.
Anybody that wants to donate, it's, you know, they're welcome. Even if it's $5, you know, you do that times 100 people, that's going to help the fuel for these truckers. You know?
Yep.
So, I mean, every little bit's going to help with this. I personally would like to see this go all the way.
Yep. But hopefully it does. Hopefully it does, you know, so we'll see. Because we already know, it's like we talked on the show a couple of nights ago, we already know the government's going to try to intervene, probably send the military or whoever, you know, but we can't let that scare us.
Well, at this point in time, I don't believe the military is going to get involved at this point. I would say maybe down the road, as they're starting to feel the crunch on everything, they might send in some troops or whatever. But at this point in time, I think that's the least of our concern at this moment.
Right.
So,
right.
But things can change overnight that quick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this right here is to start out as a peaceful convoy, getting the message out there that we're done. And
exactly.
You know what? And if it goes any other direction, it's going to be because others are creating that violence towards us. And then whatever happens, all I'm going to say is what happens.
Exactly.
So
anyway, brother, it's that time anyhow to sign off and everything. Thank
all
you for keeping me company tonight.
Yep, definitely excuse my foul mouth on here tonight. So I've got a lot of tension and frustrations as well.
Well, hey, we're an R-rated show anyway, so you can use any kind of language you want. So,
all right, brother. I'll talk to y'all here soon. I'll be live broadcasting from Utah, and we're going to try to use Zoom with William as well to where he can broadcast it out there on the station for those that have Zoom. I got to find out how many people can log into Zoom at once. I'm not sure. We might have to find a different route or method.
I think we can put in over 100, if I'm not mistaken.
So that's a good start. And those 100 can share it all over.
Exactly.
We definitely want to share it all across the United States. So the American people got to see it, brother.
Exactly. So anyway, my friend, we'll go ahead and close the show. And everybody that tuned in, thank you for joining us tonight. We'll be back here Monday night. And if any kind of news breaks out between now and then, we will definitely come on the air and broadcast it and everything. So we will keep you updated. And I will upload this on Spotify and Spreaker Radio here in just a bit. So, Jonathan, you be careful out there on the road, brother.
I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you guys from Utah tomorrow.
All right. So, talk to you later. Good
right,
night, brother.
All right. Have a good night.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.
With another man, now I'm doing 99. Had a prison down in Georgia, close to the Florida line. I've been here for 12 long years, and I finally made the warden my friend. So he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now Red, he's the dangest dog this old boy has ever seen.